So tonight I would like to begin the halachas of the hachakos. And many times people call and ask that are there any leniencies in hachakos, because it just sometimes feels like you feel confined, you feel like everything I try doing, I can't do this, I can't do that. Or especially chassanim, when they're learning the halachas on chakos, it's like one of the points of hilchas nida, which is like, how are we going to deal with it? And the truth is that I have two answers. First of all, I think if you listen to the shiurim, you'll get to see that there's a lot out there which is not first in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's just a lot of hargashis that different rabbanim have to add on to hachakos. So we're going to try to stick to what is in Shulchan Aruch and what we're supposed to keep. And number two, also, it's important to keep in mind that not all the hachakos are happening at the same time. It's throughout the day. And we view it that in different parts of the day, there's truth, there's negiya, that's more often. Then there's the din of their negiah to the table, when we're sitting at a table, which pretty much if we work at exactly what we need to do, we could do it. I'm not saying that it's easy, but it's definitely easier than the first impression we get. And then there's in the bedroom, and then there's in other areas. Now, also, if we understand the purpose of the hachakos, it also gives us a feeling of a better feeling about keeping the hachakos. And it's not, even though it's called hachakos, which means to be machik, and there is some aspect in it of being machik, so we shouldn't come to aveira, but it's a lot deeper than that. It's the prevention. The Torah acid tashmish, and which is also by all the arayas. Then we have chibuk v'nishuk, which is also by all the arayas. Maybe a machlekes if it's the raisa drabanan, we pass as the raisa. So chibuk v'nishuk is also by all the arayas. And then there's a list of achak is the chazal added on for a husband with his wife. That's a nida. And the understanding to that is because he's normally mutter to her, there are more mutter times. There should be more mutter times than aser times. And number two, there's no issi yichud. There's no issi yichud with your wife. That's a nida. And why is there no issi yichud? Not even midrabanan. The rabbanan didn't come along and say, "Okay, we're making issi yichud," because the rabbanan also felt that it's important for there to be privacy between a husband and wife. Even when she's aser, there should be privacy. And that's mefurish. So mitzad echad, there's this strong importance of a husband and wife spending time with each other, even when she's aser. But at the same time, because we're normally mutter with each other, there's a relationship between us, a real relationship between us, that we need certain reminders that adkan, be careful. And not to come to Avera. And not coming to Avera means even to come to a Chibuk V'nishuk. And then Chazal tell us also that if we keep the Hachakos, so that then when she becomes Mutta, after being Asa for at least 12 days, she becomes Mutta, or after birth she could be Asa for weeks, the appreciation of being able to be with each other, the appreciation of just being able to hand her something. Right? If Chazal felt that handing her something, or putting food down in front of her is something we should not do when she's in nida, so surely Chazal felt that that's what we should be doing when she's mutter, because that's going to bring a closeness, and we're going to be longing for it. We're going to be waiting for it. If we appreciate the relationship that we build just doing these hachakos with her when she's mutter, what's also we're doing when it's mutter, So then there'll be a feeling of chavivus. That's a Chazal say that out of all the tumas, we don't find such idea of 7 days except for by nida. Pshat is kedei that there should be the chavivus between the two. Kikalo yetzim mechupa. There's a new freshness. It helps the relationship in a tremendous way. The Masha says it's a schash, like a yichud. It's like a yichud. Now, Chazal went ahead and asked schoik. What does it mean schoik? And this is a general iser which could be played out throughout the day, and it also gives a feeling to what the underlining idea that Chazal had in their hachakos. This of schoik is creating a situation which could by itself lead into avera. And this could be done either al yidei, certain types of conversations. Certain conversations with one only has with their wife at a very intimate or special time. And every couple develops shortly after marriage which conversations these are, which statements, which greetings, and which things we say to each other at a time when we're feeling very close to each other and could bring that feeling of wow, of just I want to be with the other one. It also includes different hanhagos that one can have. Now, like we said, it's a great idea to spend time with each other, even when she's asa. And not only that, there's something you could accomplish. You could build a part of the relationship which you can't build when she's mutter. When she's mutter, there's a physical relationship. Now when she's asa, you could prove to her that even though she's not mutter physically, but I enjoy her company, I enjoy being with her, I enjoy spending time with her. We could talk, we could have conversations. They could even be conversations which have jokes, which are friendly conversations and good geshvaka conversations. But at the same time, we have to be careful that those conversations don't turn into a giddiness or just a laughter where we just lose ourselves and we're already holding by the next step. Board games is a great way to spend time in the house. There are ways of spending time at the house, going out, which is also has its importance of going out to the right places with each other. But we have to learn how to also make the center in our house of how to spend time in the house. And for those that enjoy board games are great. However, again, there are certain board games which just have no seriousness to it. Just turns into a not talking about playing Twister or something like that. I'm saying, but there are games which each person knows for themselves that creates an atmosphere of a looseness between the two. But those board games which don't lead to that, then that's something that one could spend time with. There's a common, very common question. Well, when she's asa, do I get out of buying flowers for her for Shabbos, or do I have to buy a piece of jewelry for her for Yontif? Worked out perfect now, I don't have to spend the money on that. Or if I care, some people are calling, I want to buy her something. Can I buy her something? And the answer is, buying her a present during while she's asa is mutter. The crazy was upset at the Chacham Echad who wanted to ask her buying presents. Says, you know, it'll be Moisev on Hachakis. Even the Rabban does say such idea that each person for themselves have to figure out what they need to for their own guidelines, but the Maisa, Matan is Mutter. So therefore, to buy flowers for Shabbos is surely Mutter, to buy jewelry for Yantif, or whatever maybe that you're buying for Yantif, or any Matana, which is in general a great idea because you're looking for something, you want to change the mood. It could be with a few shekels, you know, you pick up something small and write a note, and the note doesn't have to be a long note, it could be just a few words. Long notes sometimes are like going on, just a few words sometimes accomplishes more. Again, each situation. And then you could drop it off as a surprise, give it to her straight. It accomplishes a lot. Again, but there could be certain matanis, which are big matanis, which person's waiting for to give and she's waiting to get it. And now's not the right time for a mitzad, the schoik shabbat. that it could lead to such an atmosphere. But in general, matanes are mutta. Again, if things are done with maturity, so then there should not be this issue. Complimenting, of course, it goes without saying that there's no p'tur not to compliment or to show appreciation for what she's doing for you. And she could do that to you also. And that's of course fine. Now, sometimes women call, they're nervous. Are they allowed to dress with the way they normally dress? Is there something they're supposed to be doing during your menida that they're not as attractive? Maybe not put on as much makeup or less makeup or perfume? These questions, and the answer is that Chazal said that they're being matrit because kedesh leitzgan al baila. She has to do whatever she needs to do, whatever she normally does, she has to do now also. It's mutter for her to wear her nice dress to wear. Now, if there's something which you know yourself that you would appreciate it more if she only wore it when she's mutter, so you could ask her in the right way, you could ask her that since I appreciate this so much, this dress or this whatever it is, maybe save it for the little mikvah, save it for after your mutta, because I appreciate it. And he explains to her, she'll appreciate that. But otherwise, she's allowed to dress normally and the way she normally does in order to look nice for her husband. Kedei shlitzgana al baila. Obviously, when it comes to clothing, to wear not snudik clothing will run into the issue of asal istakel, which the din of istaklus is that one's not supposed to stare at the uncovered parts of the body. We'll be magdir soon. While she's in neither, one's not to stare at the uncovered parts of the body. Glancing may be mutta, but the difference between glancing and staring is so close to each other. So to lechatchila glance, you're probably going to end up staring. What's included in this iser? So the body itself is for sure included. The body itself is for sure included in this. That's ma'ira hirur, which hirur is one of the things we're trying to prevent. The hirur which could lead to avera, that we're trying to prevent. And that's the body itself for sure. The face, the arms, the legs, that's mutter, that's called Kaimis Agluyim, that's mutta, to be uncovered. You can look at her and appreciate seeing her, even when she's usher. There is a discussion about short sleeves or uncovered hair, which Rav Moshe and some other Paiskim held that it depends on how she goes around when she's mutter. Dafka, these two areas, short sleeves and uncovered hair. But where the Nafkamina comes up is, a lot of times their pajamas going to sleep, so it doesn't exactly cover down to their elbows or their knees and things like that. So if she normally, this is how she normally goes to sleep, and this is her pajamas when she normally goes to sleep, so then there's room to be makel now when she is usher. So which means that if, let's say, this does come up sometimes. Chassanim sometimes say, so does that mean if she's getting undressed in a room, I should tell her to leave the room? I think the answer is that you should leave the room or turn around. And they're a little shocked, but I think hope they get it before they get married. But okay. Now we have the din of negia. So all types of contact, physical contact is asur, even if it's through a beged, meaning even if he's wearing gloves or she's wearing a beged and she's feeling him through the beged, that's all asur. Not only that, it's brought down also that yesh limnoya. Doesn't say also, but one should try to refrain from touching clothing that she's wearing, even if she's not feeling it through the begadim. Yesh limnoya. One should try not to do that. And included in this negia, which they included in that, is a hashata. Hashata means there's something going from one hand to the other hand. Mi yadoi li yadoi, mi yadoi li yadoi. There's something being transferred. There's a chepis now being transferred from one, from him to her, from her to him. They're passing to each other something. So over here, in order to prevent passing, one has to put it down if on the table or the chair or the whatever's there to put it down on. And usually there's something around to put it down on. It does not need to be put out of her reach or even a little. You can put it down right in front of her. You want to give her a pen, a phone, put it down right in front of her. And this is even if we're talking about something long, which there's less of a chance of coming to Negiya, still Chazal Asid Hayshata.
What if it's strong?
What?
Like an item where she can't feel
the direction. What's up? What's up? And up to throwing it. Oh, okay. Now, that's negiyah. If it's a negiyah al yidei dava achar, if it's a negiyah al yidei dava achar, if I'm not touching her directly, I'm not touching anything that's on her or that she's feeling through my touching, but I'm touching A, which is touching something which is touching her. For example, she's holding a pot of chalent, let's say. She's holding a pot of chalent, and you want to scoop out of the pot of chalent. So she's holding the pot, and then you're taking out the chalent, which is in the pot. Or, for example, she wants to untie the shoes. You want to help her untie her shoes, or she's helping him untie his shoes. Or she's in a wheelchair and she needs to be wheeled, so you could wheel in the wheelchair, you're touching the wheelchair, which is touching her. Any one of these types of examples. So the answer is that it's not Hoshata, and it's not Zrika. So it's not Hoshata. So there's no Hoshata over here. There's no Negiyah, because you're not touching her or something that she's going to feel you through that touching, or that's on her. So this is what's called Negiya de Davacha. The getter to Negiya de Davacha is that it's mutter unless it's being done in a way of schoik. For example, if it's a swing, let's say she's on a swing, so you're going to swing the swing, that's there, even though you're not touching her, you're touching the swing, which is touching her, that's derech schoik, so that falls into the category of schoik, which will be asa. So any Negiya de Davacha, which has in it a feeling of schoik, looseness and lightheadedness, which will lead to the next step, that's aser mitam schaik. If we're talking about a case of where it's a choylo, a shasat chak, for example, this lady who's in the wheelchair, who needs to be wheeled, that's mutal chatchila. If we're talking about a case where let's say there's a baby, okay, we'll get to carry it together in a second, but let's say she's middle doing three different things. She's holding the baby. She's two babies, and she doesn't have any free hands, and she needs a drink. So if you have a cup with a straw, you could hold the cup with the straw. She's touching the straw, and you're holding the cup. That's a negiya de davacha. But again, if there's a need for it. If there's no need for it, meaning she could really do it herself, then it's better not to do it, because once you start doing this already could lead to another thing. So then it's better not to. So therefore, bottom line is negiyah yidei dav achar. If it could be done, yidei one of them by themselves, that's where it should be done. If there's a need for it, and so then one could do it. And if it's a case of a chaylo or shasat chak, that's mutter lechatchila. If it's a case of schoik, it's aser. Now, what happens if we want to push something together, right? This comes up, this question comes up a lot. We want to move the table in the dining room. We need to move it out of the way We need to move it back. We're having guests. We're not having guests. Whatever the situation may be. Some people need the table moved over when they have guests. Some people need the table moved over when they don't have guests. Or we want to lift the carriage, right? We buy a flight of stairs, and the baby's in the carriage, or the baby's sleeping in the carriage, and if we're going to pop down the steps, the baby's going to wake up, and then it's not going to be so geschmack after that. So we want the baby to stay sleeping, or the carriage will break. So now the answer is, so again, we're talking about here, lifting something together or moving something together, pushing something together. If one could do it by themselves, or he has someone there that he could do it with, doesn't have to knock on the neighbor's door, but there's a bacha in the dining room there already, you could just ask the bacha to help you do it, then you should do it yourself or with that bacha. However, if it's a situation where it needs to be moved and there's no one else there that can help you do it easily, and you can't do it yourself, so then you could do it with her. What about zrika? What about throwing? So the gedder to throwing is that if we're standing close enough to each other that I could reach out and touch her, then I'm not allowed to throw to her. If she's further away, then I could throw to her. If she's holding a bag, Am I allowed to take something out of the bag or drop into the bag, which could be a simple eitzah if we're outside and there's nowhere to put it down, or she's worried that if I put it down on top of the car, someone will see and she'll be embarrassed. The answer is, dropping into a bag is mutter. That's a negiyah de davacha, which is mutter, to drop it in the bag. To go take something out of her bag already is more of a chance of coming to Negia, therefore one should refrain from doing that. But to drop it in her bag is mutter. I'm sorry?
Same case.
But the chant is a little more safer because you're holding the pot like that and you're going in the middle. A bag is usually more closed. Try it out, you'll see what I mean. I think so. If let's say there's a baby, I'll give you another example, Negia the Dovach that comes up. Many times people ask, what about kvata? My wife is going to be asar on that day when they're offering us to do kvata. Should I already decline it or not? What should I do? Or she's asar, and could we take kvata or not? The answer is that there's one eitzah, negiyah de davacha, meaning if she holds two pillows, she comes in with two pillows or a tray with a pillow on top of the tray and the baby on top of the top pillow, and then he comes and he takes the top pillow with the baby. So then that's a negiya de davacha. She's touching the bottom pillow. He's taking the top pillow with the baby. That'll be the eitzah. However, again, many people will not do this eitzah because she won't feel comfortable because everyone's going to realize there's something strange happening over here. What?
It's easier to say no.
That's right. If it's easy to say no. And therefore, eitzah teva for anyone, for everyone and anyone who's making a bris in Yetz Hashem, when you offer someone kvata, do it in a way that you're leaving it easy for them to say no if they don't want to. Don't put that pressure on them that you really, really want them to do it and all that, because then I have to deal with it. So just give them that leeway that they could say no easily and you're going to lose up and like it's really a message to the Shrigas that are really excited that the new couple's going to be doing it. Okay, anyways, passing a baby. So we're holding the baby. How do we pass the baby? So there seems to be this heter of chaynesis atzmai. However, the achrayim are very bothered. Was chaynesis atzmai have to play a role in hilchas hachokes? It's a nice lamdish thing in hilchas Shabbos. It's not a choshev amalacha. So therefore, whether this is what the Tashbeit is meant or not is not clear, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, if the baby is actually leaning over towards the other one, and so then already we view it as if the baby is going to the other one rather than you passing the baby to the other one. So then it will be mutabhasviyah that the baby is old enough and actually leaning over towards the other one. Now, while one of them is holding the baby, the other one can give the baby a pacifier, can give the baby a bottle, or put a hat on the baby. To feed the baby spoonful after one spoon, that already maybe it's it's better not to. But what happens if you have the baby? The baby is it needs, you need to give the baby medicine or change the baby's diaper. And sometimes it takes two people to do that. So you're laying the baby down on the bed or wherever it may be, on the changing table, and one of them is holding the baby down, and then the other one's changing diapers, the other one's giving medicine. As long as you're careful not to touch each other, it would not be a problem. It won't be a problem. Are there any questions so far? Rav Vazna says you shouldn't do it. Rav Vazna, it's interesting, Rav Vazna. There's halacha in Or Chaim Simrish Zayin. It says that if an ish is wearing a bottle of perfume, she should not, so, and she's usher, her husband shouldn't go over to smell the bottle of perfume. Meaning, she's wearing perfume, and you walk in the room and it has a smell from the perfume, or you're with her. Okay. But to go dafka smell the bottle of perfume on her, it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to, because that's something which is very daima to a dove shalchiba, and it's on her. So Rav Vazna wants to say to kiss the baby while she's holding the baby is daima to that halacha, and therefore you shouldn't do it.
Are you allowed to lift the baby off of her stomach like she's lying down?
Okay, so that's a good question. If the baby is on her lap or on her, or on, right, let's say her on her lap. Same question, right? So meikra din, it's mutter. However, if you have another eitzah, you should try to do the other eitzah.
She's not holding him.
It's not in her hands. There's no ishat. Miyadai liyada, miyadai liyada. Very specific. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch. But one of the nice he brings down tavi la bracha not to do that.
The baby's leaning out.
Yeah. Okay, now I just want to go back to the last shiur from last week. I was not clear at the end of the shiur, I think. When I spoke about the three-finger measurement, what I meant to say was, there's three steps. On an AIDS bedika, even one dot of dam is asa. If it's dam, like we said, sometimes it could be a shade which is not considered dam. Sometimes it could be red and it's just a schmutz. But if it's dam, even one tiny dot. On a baguette, a white baguette, on a white baguette, or on her body, over there is the share of a kigris void, which is like a ten agrot. If it's on a dove sheini mekabel tumah, like tissues, toilet paper, pad, liner, toilet, in the toilet, on the toilet, or on something which is colored, anything darker than white, then until there's the shear of more than the three-finger area, you don't need to ask a question, because that is a din of a kesem on a dava which is colored, or a dava that's not makabel tuma, and is mutter. If it's larger than the three fingers, or we said if you sink four times throughout the day, full two fingers, then you need to ask a shayla by the Rav, and the Rav will then decide, according to his Hashara, is this a Re'iya or a Kesem? I think there was one other prat that I wanted to clarify, which I don't remember. Do you remember what it was? No. Okay, so maybe I'll clarify it next week, because I didn't bring those notes with me. Fine, we will continue it from next week at the regular time, unless this time works out better for people, but at the regular time, harchokes, and we'll try to finish up the harchokes. Okay? Have a wonderful week, and again, I apologize for being late and pushing the show off.